Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and the mercy of God. The fire that you visited us with yesterday is still burning. We're still feeling the effect of it, still reeling from that experience yesterday. May we experience something new even today. Hallelujah. As we close out this 3-day convocation today, we pray, Lord, that your word will come out again like fire. Let the light thereof shine in our hearts. Let it give understanding to us on what we need to do. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, give me this mountain. And we are going to do a prophetic declaration this morning to close out this 3-day convocation. And I pray that the Lord will do again, you know, establish something in your hearts this morning that will go with you for many, many days. Hallelujah. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth this morning. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, even as a small rain upon the tender herb. So let it come even as showers upon everyone that's in this room today, because I will publish the word and the name of the Lord today and invite you to ascribe greatness unto our God with me. He is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are clean, their judgment as well. He's a God of truth, and he's without iniquity. He's just and right, and he has promised tremendous things for every one of us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1-4. Hear this word of the Lord also, you know, and I'm claiming this morning, in particular, for you. I claim it for you as I bring the word this morning. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. Wakeneth my ear to hear instruction and strategy like the learned. Hallelujah. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither did I turn away. Hallelujah. Well, yesterday we spoke about a lot of things. We called out several, a couple of them especially. You know, fear opens the gateway to many, many losses, you know, that we lose out on. We also spoke about, you know, the forces that are trying to prevent you from getting into the promised land. So our theme for this convocation has been taken out of Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring you into the land, or the promise that you are going to get, as he has spoken to you, even this year, the Lord said he's going to cast out the Hittites, Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, all these forces that are trying to prevent you from getting through these next 7 months, one of these for each of these months, you know. And we've talked about fear and calling out disobedience and rebellion. We called that out yesterday. unbelief and doubt. You know, these things represent some of these nations. You know, lack of strategy, confusion, discouragement, weariness, and fatigue. You know, we're calling out all these things. You know, and the Lord said, destroy them, thrust them out and destroy them, utterly destroy them. Get them away from you. Hallelujah. Don't mess with fear. Don't even do it. Cast not your confidence away. Regain that confidence if you thought you lost it. And hear the word of the Lord that he speaks in your ears. He's giving you strategy, you know. Through these rooms, he will be giving you strategy. Something will open up. I mean, he'll give you instruction. It'll come to you by the inspiration of the Almighty. I mean, you will just, it's like a light bulb will just go on. You will just know things. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, it's amazing how he does that. Because once you recognize the forces, you know, that are trying to prevent you and you crush them down, you know, just crush them down completely. Don't even mess with anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you what, today, you know, I want to finish this off, wrap this thing up with a powerful, powerful story in the Bible. Remember, we're coming against all these things, Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. They represent these nations, these forces, this wickedness that's trying to prevent you from getting where you should be. And here are some of the things that they represent that we are dealing with. Fear, you know, disobedience and rebellion, unbelief and doubt, lack of strategy, confusion, discouragement, weariness, and fatigue. Now, every one of these things will try to stop you over the next 7 months. They've been coming against you anyhow, but there is a promise that the Lord gave of you emerging and coming into your own this year. And so we're not going to be ignorant of the forces of these, you know, things that try to push against you. Jesus called them the gates of hell. You know, when the Lord sets your feet on the paths of righteousness, they lead straight to the gates of heaven. But along the way, the gates of hell will try to close in on you. Make sure you don't get there to the promise. But Jesus said, they may try, but they will not prevail. But you got to be, you know, have your senses exercised to not and not let the devil take advantage of you. Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil, lest he should take advantage of us. Well, unfortunately, many people are actually ignorant. You know, so the ignorance actually keeps us backwards, you know. So let's not be ignorant of the devices of the devil, and let us not allow him to take advantage of everything or anything. So lest Satan should get an advantage of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Now, Satan may take advantage of you. I called out the snail spirit yesterday, the spirit of stagnation. And how does Satan take advantage of that? Well, you know, when you stand still instead of moving forward, you know, when you are, you know, sluggish instead of letting the zeal of the Lord propel you, when you procrastinate, then all of these things, Satan will take advantage and come on in and cause, you know, it will just take over. And then there comes a spirit of stagnation. The snail spirit comes in there and things are not moving because he's taking advantage. You know, so, you know, we need to be wise. Hallelujah. We're wise like the serpent himself, but harmless as doves. And then we need to understand what the Lord is doing for us. So, you know, I'm praying that through these rooms that we've been doing, God will give you the courage, God will give you the strength, God will give you the strategy, God will give you the determination to plow forward. Hallelujah. You know, David said, I can run through troops, and I can leap over walls. Well, can you run through troops? By now, you should be able to run through troops. If you were here in the room yesterday, in fact, you can leap over walls now. You know, there's nothing in your way now that can stop you. Bulldoze the thing down, you know, crash through it. Don't let anything close in on you. Glory to God, you know. Hallelujah. So that's what we've been dealing with. And today, you know, it's time for you to possess that possession. We've been coming out against the things that are holding you back, but now you got to possess, you know. Hallelujah. You got to possess, you know. So let's come into a powerful story here of how they actually did possess. You know, we're going to start in Joshua chapter 13. Here's what the Lord told Joshua when he was getting old and stricken in years. Well, you know, Joshua got very old and got stricken, you know, after, you know, in his later years because of all the battles that he fought. Most of the time we see that those who fought a lot of battles, they wear out quickly. David was a man that fought a lot of battles. By the time he got into his 70s, he was weary and old. You know, Joshua was a different kind of person than Moses. You know, Moses, his own was the rod. His own was the pillar of fire. His own was, you know, all these things and so on. You know, Joshua, his own was swords. You know, and march forward, you know, crash through everything. But the Lord said, you know, even Moses encouraged him, said, you will take them in. And so Joshua was taking no prisoners, you know, and Moses will say, well, you know, let us pass through, you know, we'll pay you and everything, you know. And even if they said, no, you're not passing through, and Moses said, okay, fine, we'll go another way. Joshua said, no. If we want, we go in there, we'll take everything. Hallelujah. We'll push you out and we'll possess. And so the Lord said to Joshua, I said, look, you are old now, but yet there remaineth very much land to be possessed. Now that's what I'm talking about this morning. There is much yet for you to possess. Now you may have possessed some things this year. And, you know, the Lord started moving some things. Even the last couple of days, things started happening. You know, things started shifting into alignment for you. But there is much more to possess. Glory to God. Much more. And the next 7 months through this year, the Lord wants you to possess. Possess and possess. For the glory of God. You're not possessed for your own glory. No, no, no. Don't ever be like that foolish Nebuchadnezzar, who after the Lord made him a king of kings, really, and made him a king over many kingdoms, he ruled the world. He forgot. And he said, is this not great Babylon? That I, you know, now, you never do that. Once you do that, you know, you are finished because the Lord resists the proud. The last thing you want is pride. You don't want that to become one like one of these nations that will be put, you know, I mean, pushing against you. You know, whom the Lord resists is finished. You know, so you don't want that. You know, but humble yourself. Remember, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee power to get this wealth and to get this thing and whatever it is. We talked about Jesus will bless the thing and put it right back into your hands. That's how he gives you the power. We talked about him, you know, giving you instructions. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and 18 said, the Lord is the one that gives you power to get the wealth. It's not, doesn't necessarily, you know, just throw the wealth down your laps, but he gives you the power. He gives you the secret of riches, hidden treasures, secret of dark places that people don't know, hidden riches. He will give you, he will illuminate your mind. You know, I mean, he says again in Isaiah, I hope you are taking notes of these scriptures, and I hope somebody is helping me to post them. Isaiah chapter 48, and he says to you in verse 17, he said, look, I am the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Lord thy God that teacheth you how to make profit. That strategy, he will give it to you. He will teach it to you. He will lead you in the way that you should go. Same thing he said in Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you, that strategy, in the way that you should go, and I will guide you with my eye. Now, these are powerful promises because there are many things yet for you to possess. And don't be weary now. Weariness and fatigue is one of these things that are trying to block you from attaining the fullness of all God is releasing. Now, God is dishing things out. It's left for you to bring your vessels and bring them, not a few. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because Jesus said, look, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And even he said, I confer upon you this kingdom. All the rights. You know, this last month, this month that we just finished, I mean, I went to, my wife and I went to many, you know, graduations, you know, and every time they would come up on stage and say, we confer upon you the rights, you know, and the benefits and so forth of this, you know, degree, diploma or whatever that you now have. And I just sat there and I wondered, I said, confer. Wow. You know, the Lord said in Luke 22 and 29, I confer upon you this kingdom. Glory to God. You know, how many people actually know that the Lord said that? You know, and it's for you to take it. He's already given you. Now take it. And those guys had to walk across that stage, get that diploma, and go out and do something with it. Praise God. Now that diploma is not going to do anything for you unless you go out and do something with it. So what the Lord is conferring upon you here is not going to do anything for you if you sit back. You know, you got, you know, my goodness, you've got to move forward. Hallelujah. Now, we've been talking about that for many days, how you must move forward. You know, a sister came and gave a testimony yesterday, and she said while the room was going on, that fire was falling. She saw when I told the people to move, she saw as she took a step, she saw something open up in front of her. And that's exactly the thing. As thou goest, thy way shall be opened up before you, step by step. You know, so the Jordan will part for you, you know, once you step in there. That's how it will part. It will part. The Red Sea will also part when you move forward. But when you stand still, you know, it will continue to be, you know, like the Red Sea. That's how it will continue to be. You know, but when you are ready to cross, you can read many stories, you know, in the book of Joshua. I mean, Joshua, he was a man of war, you know, and I'm going to read some things to you today, you know, how he went forward. You know, this man, he wasn't messing around. He wasn't taking any prisoners. He was going to do, you know, the things. He's going to go over and he's going to possess the place, you know. And the Lord told them, you know, take up the ark, pass over before the people, you know, and things like that. Now, you know, this convocation is like us taking up the ark and passing before the people. You know, even as the Lord said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 3, he said, look, sanctify yourselves. Well, we did that the last couple of days. We did that even yesterday with the fire. Fire sanctifies. He said, for tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. And I encourage myself with that scripture to say, well, I sanctify myself for the sake of the people. You know, and the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake to the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. You know, and so, you know, when they passed over, you know, the Lord said, look, to Joshua, this day I will begin to do great things, magnify you even in the sight of people, and so forth. And they passed over. And listen to this in verse 13. And it shall come to pass, glory to God, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of the whole earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up as an heap, just like the Red Sea. Glory to God. But it's not going to happen until the soles of your feet touch the thing. You know, so, you know, that's why I'm moving forward. And I'm telling you, come along with me. Glory to God. You know, and as they that bear the ark came unto Jordan, that's Joshua chapter 3 and verse 15. And as soon as the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all his banks at that time, you know, the swelling, overswelling of Jordan that's happened at that time. You know, Jeremiah referred to it in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. He said, look, if you have run with footmen and you are weary, how can you contend against horses? You've heard me recite that verse, you know. And he said, if in the land of peace wherein you trusted, you are weary, what are you going to do when Jordan overflows his banks in the overswelling of Jordan? That's in Jeremiah 12 and 5. You know, so there are certain times of the year that Jordan just swelled. You know, these waves and everything just come crashing through, overflow the banks, you know, overflow everything. There was a time of year that he did that. And this was the time of year, you know. But the Bible said to the Lord said to these people, go forward. Carry the ark. You got to follow the ark, folks. You know, follow the ark. That's what we've been doing these last 3 days. You know, got to go forward, follow the ark. And as soon as the feet of the priests shall step into the river, you know, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up as an heap. It stood up as an heap. And even everything failed. The salt of the sea were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, you know, until all of them were passed over on dry ground. My goodness. And all the people were clean passed over this Jordan. Hallelujah. Well, I'm standing right here in prayer the last 3 days for you to be clean passed over. And you got to pass over and cross over and take your possessions. Hallelujah. That's it. That's all we're doing. So today, well, let me tell you the story of a man that knew how to take his possessions. You knew his name. His name was called Caleb. And Caleb, I looked it up yesterday. What does this thing actually mean? You know, and I read something about this man was all in, you know. I mean, even his name, you know, said that. And you know what he said, you know, when they came back. We read that yesterday. The story is in Numbers 13 and 14. I'm not reading that today. We've read it multiple times. But this man, well, let's read what he actually did and say in Joshua 14 is where we're actually going today. When Joshua was actually possessed the place now, the people have passed over. And when it's time for him to dish out the land according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Well, let's pick up this story in Joshua. Remember, the Lord told Joshua, there are many more lands for you to still, possess. And you are weak now, but you got to encourage the people to possess. So start to dish out and let them possess. All right. Well, you know, in Joshua chapter 14, let's read the story. In fact, the whole chapter is a very good story for you to read. And I invite you to read the story, the entire chapter 14, of Joshua. So the Lord would have Joshua, you know, begin to distribute their inheritance unto them. That's what happened in that chapter. You know, so the lot was given to them by inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. Well, I'm not going to get into, you know, Manasseh and Ephraim and all of that and so on today, but, you know, just know that they were pulled in to get their inheritance. Now, Joshua 14 and verse 5. Even as the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. But the person that was dividing it to them was Joshua. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, he came unto him as well. And here's what Caleb is going to say. Remember what the Lord said. He said, look, produce your strong cause, you know, and let us plead together. Well, do you have any strong cause? Well, there are some people that know how to do that. You know, Hezekiah, he knew how to do that. You know, when the prophet came and told him that, look, set your house in order, you're going to die, and you're not going to recover of this sickness. You know, the man, he produced his strong cause. He said unto the Lord, Lord, you know how I have walked before you in the integrity of my heart. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be talking about that some today. Isaiah 41 and verse 21, the Lord invites you, produce your strong cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, you know, and let us plead together, you know, declare it that you may be justified. You know, what is it that, you know, you can declare before the Lord today? You know, what is it that you have? Produce your strong cause, you know, and, you know, claim your possessions. So I'm going to show you how, you know, to do that this morning. You know, so, you know, remember that's what the Lord said. You know, produce your strong cause, declare it, you know, and let me hear what you got. Raise the Lord. What do you have? You know, so if you want to read, the story of Hezekiah, you know, you can read it in Isaiah chapter 38, you know, Isaiah 38. Here's what he said when the prophet came to him, you know, and said, you know, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. That's what the prophet said, prophet Isaiah. Can you imagine, you know, a prophet that came from the Lord and said that? And that's a horrible report. I mean, sometimes you may even get a death sentence. This was a death sentence. You may even get a death sentence from medical science today. Doctors may give you up. They may say, well, you know, there is no remedy. You are going to die, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, this is the man of God. You know, he wasn't making it up. This was the path that Hezekiah was on, and he was headed for death. You know, there was no recovery in the path for him. But this man, he produced his strong cause. He turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you with the integrity of my heart, in truth and with a perfect heart. And he told the Lord. I said, you can't tell the Lord anything that he doesn't already know. So you can't cook up anything here. So he was telling the Lord what the Lord knew. You know, how he had walked with the integrity of his heart. You know, how he had walked with God in a perfect heart, cut down the grooves and the high places and things like that. And I have done that which is good in your sight. And he wept sore before the Lord. Well, it's okay to do that. You know, he that goeth forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, that seed of faith. Remember the room we did on your tears of faith will produce a harvesting of joy. This man, you know, he proved his cause before the Lord. And the next thing you know, the word of the Lord came back to Isaiah before he even cleared the court. Isaiah dropped the word and just walked off. And this man, he got upon the Lord, got down on his knees, began to cry to the Lord, I'm pleading his cause. Hallelujah. So, you know, today, that's what we are going to do. How are you going to possess this thing? Well, you're going to have to declare it so that you may be justified. Isaiah 43 and verse 26. Let us plead together. That's what the Lord said. Let us plead together. You know, declare thou that thou mightest be justified. Let us plead together. You know, declare it. Hallelujah. Put forth your cause that you may be justified. That's a challenge that God gives to us today, you know. And we're going to see how Caleb did it. So we're talking about possessing, you know. I'm showing you how Hezekiah did it just to gain back his life, you know, after he got an evil report, you know. And this was how he did it. And remember, the Lord said, look, you know, there's no one the Lord has, you know, the Lord never said that we should serve him in vain. So anytime you serve the Lord truly with all your heart and do all that you can for the Lord within the power and strength and grace that he gives you, you can use that to your advantage. Yes. You know, you use that to your advantage when it counts. You know, it's not that we go to God every day and be telling God what we've done for him. We've done nothing. The Bible says we're unprofitable servants. You can read that in Luke 17. However, when it counts, when you really need something, you got to bring your strong cause. So let's see how Caleb did it. We'll go back to our story here in Joshua chapter 14. As Joshua began to divide the land, the people came to him, and Caleb also came to him. And listen to what Caleb said to him. He said to him in verse 6 of Joshua 14, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me. Hallelujah. That's the first thing. Now, pay attention to this lesson today, because I'm going to ask you to do exactly the same thing. But we're talking about possessing something here. And this is a man that knows how to possess. Now let's look at how he did it. The first thing that he did when it's time for him to possess, and Joshua is dividing the land now, he is reminding Joshua of what the Lord said by the mouth of Moses concerning him. You know, now, what the first thing means, you must remember what the Lord said to you. If the Lord already said to you, you are going to emerge, or whatever else he said, by whosoever mouth he said it, you know, the Lord said it to him by the mouth of Moses. Well, maybe I've said it to you. Maybe the Lord has said it to you by my mouth that you will emerge. Maybe on this platform, maybe even at our local church. Maybe whatever the Lord has said to you. You need to remember it. And you need to call to remembrance that thing. And not only that, when you are about to stake your claim, you start with that. Glory to God. Say, look, you know what the Lord said by the mouth of Moses concerning me. I love this man, Caleb. And he said, look, when we came from the land of Kadesh Barnea, you know what he said? And he said, 40 years old I was then when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me. He sent not only him, but he's talking about himself now. Look, I was 40 years old. I want you to remember. And Moses sent me. Of course, he sent not only him, sent Joshua, he sent, 10 others. You know, when Moses sent us, but he said, look, when Moses sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, you know, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Well, he did, Joshua did too, but he's now, you know, standing for himself, you know. Nevertheless, the rest of my brethren that went us with us made the heart of the people to melt. To melt, because they brought an evil report. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Now, that's how you put your claim out there. Have you believed the word of God? You know, the rest of them, you remember, Joshua and Caleb said to them, only rebel not against the Lord. Let's go forward. We're able to go and possess the place. They rent there. You know, garments, they put ashes on their head when they heard the evil report that the others brought. They said, the land which we have searched through, the land is indeed an exceeding good land. There may be giants there, but we are able. We are able. Let us go up at once. And we will consume them. They will be bread for us. I mean, these were the things that these, you know, Joshua and Caleb folks said. So now, Caleb is coming here, and he's going to remind Joshua of all of that stuff. You know, and he said, you know, and Moses had told them that the Lord was going to bless them, you know, Joshua and Caleb, because of, you know, they believe in the Lord, you know. And so this man said, look, remember what Moses said to me. And you were in the hearing. You heard it too. You know, I was 40 years old when I went out to spy the land, and I brought a good report, whereas the others brought an evil report. Because I fully followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore unto me that day and saying, surely the land whereupon thy feet have trodden upon shall be your inheritance. Now, you got to remember the promise. And you know, every time I talk about the promise of God or promises of God to you, I always say this. It's not a promise if you don't know that it was promised. Or if you forget that it's no good. Now, if Caleb had forgotten what the man of God or God actually said to him through the man of God, it would have done him no good. So you must not forget. You must remember the word that the Lord spoke. Hallelujah. So he said, look, you know, the Lord said to me through the man of God that wherever I want, I can claim because I've wholly followed the Lord. And now listen. You know, I was 40 years old, and there's going to be a secret that Joshua is going to hear from Caleb here. Now, Caleb is going to drop something powerful that I'm going to drop in this room as well. The Lord has kept me alive 45 years since that time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how long have you been waiting since the Lord gave you the word? Maybe this year? It's only been 5 months. But Caleb waited 45 years. And during that time, you know, he fought a few wars alongside Joshua too. You know, but he said, look, since the Lord spake unto me this word, 45 years. But here I stand today. We wandered through the wilderness all that time, but today I am 85 years old. And yet, hallelujah, it's a powerful secret. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me out. As my strength was then, so it is now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Hallelujah. Now, this man, Caleb, you know, he didn't age. He didn't become weary. Now, Joshua did because he fought too many wars. You know, and God has a, you know, particular fingerprint for each person. You know, how your life will turn out, you know, that's between God and you. You know, so Joshua, you know, of course, he died at a good old age. I think he was 110 years old. We don't know, you know, it's not reported how this man Caleb died because he was strong. We don't know what happened to him. You know, but he said, look, I was strong then and I am still strong now. I'm just as strong now as I was then. Even though 40 years, I was 40 years old then and 45 years have passed, but I'm still as strong. I can still go in. I can still go out for war. And I'm going to possess this place. You know, now, therefore, give me this mountain. Glory to God. He's going to claim it now. You know, now, first, you got to, you know, make, you know, grounds for your claim. You can't just come and claim. And people say, I claim. You can't claim nothing. You know, first, you got to produce your strong cause. Have you wholly believed the Lord? Remember, Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, believe the Lord, your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Now, can you say that you have believed the Lord with all your heart? Or maybe you doubt it along the way. You know, maybe you got weary along the way. Just because of a few setbacks, you got weary. And you started to think, well, you know, I don't know about this thing. You know, well, you can't do that. You know, beginning today, even if you did that before, the Lord forgives you. I have permission from the Lord to tell you that your unbelief, your weariness, your, you know, lack of faith, your disobedience, because when you don't move forward, that's actually disobedience. Your rebellion, all of that is canceled. Glory to God. You know, that debt is canceled. The Lord is giving you a new opportunity now to step forward in faith. But listen, don't go back to folly. You know, Psalms 85 and verse 8. Let me read that to you before I get back and finish this story. Psalm 85 and verse 8, he says, when the Lord extends to you grace, you know, even though you've made some foolish, done some foolish things and so forth, and the Lord extends to you grace, what are you going to do then? He said, well, you know, Psalm 85 verse 8, I will hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Now, so if for the last few months, maybe even started as early as last year, going to the, you know, early parts of this year, the Lord began to do some things for you. And then along the way, you met some Hivites, you met some Perizzites, you met some Girgashites, you met some Jebusites, you met some, you know, Perizzites and, you know, Hittites and so on. And then you, and the Canaanites and all of this, and then you started to be discouraged. Well, then in that case, you can't say that you have wholly followed the Lord. But the Lord gave me the grace to say to you today that that is forgiven. Now you have a new start. From this time forward, though, You say, I will hear what the Lord, what's the Lord speaking to you today? The Lord is speaking peace. The Lord is, you know, is speaking redemption. Even though you doubted the Lord along the way, he's speaking redemption to you today. Hallelujah. But don't go back to folly. Don't go back to relying on your strength and thinking you can do it. You can't do it by yourself, but you can do it through his grace. Hallelujah. You know, so you must, you know, when you began in the spirit, you cannot conclude in the flesh. You got to continue to depend upon the Lord for strategy, for instruction, for guidance, and he will do it too. You know, so going back to our story, remember, the Lord extends to you today redemption from, you know, your unbelief, your doubting, your, you know, rebellion against the commandment of the Lord for you to move forward, you know, and all of these things. So the Lord gives you a new lease today. But here's what you must do. You know, don't go back to folly. Now, back to our story to finish this up. This man, he made his claim, this Caleb man. And he said, now, therefore, you know what I did. You know how I followed the Lord. You know how the man of God also, you know, noted that. And you know the word of the Lord that the Lord spoke to me through him. You know, and now, therefore, give me this mountain. Huh, glory to God. Give me this mountain. Hallelujah. And that's our lesson today. Now, can you stake your claim now? Give me now, therefore, this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, which you yourself heard, how that the Anakims, the sons of the giants and so forth were there, and the cities were great and fenced, but I did not care. I said, we can do it. And we went in and so forth, you know, and we can do it. I said, and now I want to go in and do it. You know, because all the other people turned back. But I said, we can do it. Now, therefore, if the Lord be with me, yeah, that's it. You have to rely on the Lord. The Lord be with me. I will go in. I will drive them out. And I will possess the place. So give it to me. Hallelujah. So Joshua blessed the man and gave him Hebron. You know, Hebron. Gave it to him for an inheritance. And therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, until this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to say, give me this mountain? Are you ready to go in and possess? You know, listen to this, which I read to you, I think, on day one of this convocation. What the Lord said about you going in and possessing your possessions. Hallelujah. And I said then, I said, look, the room is going to literally be on fire. And it was. You know, but upon Mount Zion, you know, Obadiah chapter 1, it's only one chapter anyway. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Well, you know, listen, we are all now come to heavenly Mount Zion. We identified with that. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us, you know, through chapter 1 and chapter 2 that we are no longer, you know, aliens, but now fellow citizens. So every time God talks about Zion now, you know, we see that even in Hebrews, we are come to heavenly Mount Zion, all of us. You know, now when he talks about Jacob, the house of Jacob, when he talks about Zion, that's for you too. You know, so the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire. That fire God lit yesterday in you. The house of Jacob and Joseph shall be a flame. That flame, God lit it up in you yesterday. And you are going to devour the house of Esau, Edom, and all these people. You know, these Hittites, these Perizzites, these Jebusites, these Canaanites, these Girgashites, these Hivites, you're going to devour them. You will kindle in them, you will devour them, you will destroy them. There shall be not any remaining. Hallelujah. You destroy them all and possess your possessions. Glory to God. So, are you ready to possess? You know, and that's what we're going to do today. I want to thank God for these 3 days as we started to prepare you. Here's what the Lord said also in the book of Hosea, you know, chapter 6. What the Lord said concerning these 3 days, and I've been using it to guide myself. He said, after 2 days, Hosea chapter 6 and verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up. We're going to come. We're going to emerge. And we shall live in his sight. Glory to God. Now, that scripture has a prophetic indication, you know, of some things that will happen later on to the elect and the sonship. But today, I'm using this scripture. You know, you can, anytime you grab a hold of this scripture, you know, it may be meant for something specific in the future, but the word of God is eternal. It's beautiful for every situation. You can use it. You know, Peter, he grabbed a hold of the prophecy of Joel and he was using it. He said, look, this is that which Joel the prophet said, and I will pour out my spirit among all flesh in the last days. Peter was saying that he's in the last days. That was 2,000 years ago. You know, and yet he grabbed a hold of that prophecy and he believed God. You know, any time that you can take hold of the word of God, you can use it. You know, so I said to myself, 2 days ago, I said, look, you know, this day and tomorrow, Jesus said, I walk miracles. And I said that in the room. So on the third day, I'll be perfect. And so I said to myself, well, after 2 days, he will revive us. And then the third day, we will claim our possessions. And can somebody say amen? We're going to claim our possessions. He will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. We shall thrive in his sight. Glory to God. So that's our lesson today. And I trust that it's a blessing to you. And the last 3 days have been a blessing to you. And here is an empowerment. This is a wrap up. God actually did it all yesterday. This is a wrap up. This last piece that I'm putting in your hands today is Jesus actually putting it back in your hands, which is the way he does it. You know, when God told Noah that the rain was coming to destroy the world, you know, he told him that, but Noah would have to build the ark. God's not going to build the ark, but he's going to give him strategy of how to do it. He's going to show him where to find the timber, you know, and all those things, you know, and that's what God does. See, that's what he does. You know, so if you need to make the ark, God is not going to build the ark for you, but he's going to show you how to do it. And then you are going to do it. Hallelujah. So what God makes is wood and timber, not furniture. Doesn't make furniture. You make the furniture out of the wood and the timber that God made. Hallelujah. So, when God said, look, I will instruct you in the way that you should go, and I will guide you with my eye, or when he says, you know, I'm the Lord that gives you power to get wealth, or when he says, I'm the Lord that teacheth your hand to profit, that's what he's doing. He's doing what he did in the book of Matthew with those 2 loaves and 5 fishes throughout the Gospels. That's what he's doing. He's going to bless it and put it back in your hands and give you instructions what to do. Such as, well, set the multitude on the ground in companies by 50s or whatever, and then give it to them. You know, so that's what he does. That strategy. He will bless the thing and put it back, right back in your hands. Hallelujah. So what is in your hand, saith the Lord? What is it that you have? There, one woman said, well, all I have is a pot of oil. The man of God said, it is enough. Glory to God. Now you go do. Now that's instruction. That's strategy. Now you go do like this. And she had to follow. Exactly. And you heard me say it multiple times during this convocation that you've got to follow whatever the Lord tells you. And he may give you an instruction today. Get thee up and go to the river Cherith, the brook Cherith, because I've commanded the ravens to feed you there. Well, and Elijah went and did according to the word of the Lord. Then some time passed, and the Lord said, get out of here. This brook is dry. Well, you got to follow that instruction too. You can't stay in there and start rebuking the brook for drying up, which is what all of us would have been doing. If you were in this position of Elijah, you will be blasting in tongues over that brook for drying up. You will call out all kinds of things from the heavens over that brook, because the Lord told you that the brook will sustain you, and you've been eating and drinking, been eating from the ravens, drinking from the brook. Now suddenly the brook dried up, and you say, that's that devil that come up against the brook. I come against that drying of the brook in the name of Jesus. And you'd be praying that prayer, you know, and wasting your energy because you did not get the new instruction. You know, so there's new instruction. Hallelujah. You know, one time go up against the Philistines. The next time don't go up. There's new instruction. So you've got to follow the instruction. The brook is dry. You know, move on. You know, can God sustain the brook from not drying up? Could God have done that? Absolutely. The same God that sent ravens to bring you room service twice a day, could he not have prevented the brook from drying up? Well, absolutely. But I'm giving you strategy today, or instruction on how strategy works. God will have new instructions. You must listen to new instructions. You know, you can't say, well, the Lord told me to go up against the Philistines last time, so therefore I'm going up against them again today. You got to inquire of the Lord again. And that's what, you know, David knew how to do that. I mean, you know, so when the Lord said to Elijah, this brook is now dry. And this was a man that now understood how God leads him. He wasn't going to be there wasting his spiritual capital. Many of us do that. We waste the capacity that we've built, you know, on praying for something that Lord doesn't want you to pray for, because you're not, don't have wisdom for strategy. Now, Jesus is the wisdom and power of God. And you have Jesus, he brings you the Holy Spirit, the governor. He will guide you into all truth, Jesus said. He will show you things to come. He will guide you. He will show you, give you strategy. That's what Jesus meant in John chapter 16 and verse 13. The Holy Spirit comes, guide you, give you strategy. He will show you how to move. You know, he will just be beating the air. He will be praying against something that Lord doesn't want you to pray. He just wants you to move. Glory to God. You know, now that may be a bit confusing, because you say, well, I mean, but we are talking about Hittites and Hivites and Perizzites that are blocking my way. Yeah, sure. But the Lord will have to give you strategy. Sometimes he'll say, go to the brook. Sometimes he'll say, leave the brook. You know, and so on. You know, you got to follow his strategy and his leading. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's now go in and take our possessions. That's the round of prayers that I'm going to do this morning. And we covered all these things yesterday. Everything that you can think about that were blocking you, we dealt with it yesterday. It's done. Today, you stand and make your claim. Everybody. I want everybody to make your claim now. What is it that you're believing God for? Well, it's time for you to produce your strong cause. I hope that you can say like Hezekiah, and I hope that you can say like Caleb, that I have wholly followed the Lord in the integrity of my heart. But even if you couldn't, you are now justified by the grace that he extends to you today. Because the Lord, he gave me permission to do that, to say that, that you are forgiven of the doubting, of the murmuring, of the weariness, of the, you know, I mean, weariness, not in the body, weariness in your mind. You know, weariness in the body is not a sin. You know, Jesus said, come ye yourselves apart and rest. That's Mark 6:31. That's weariness in the body. But weariness in the spirit is a sin. Because now you don't go forward like the Lord said. And that's disobedience. So I'm not talking about physical weariness. I'm talking about weariness in the spirit. And once your spirit is broken, then you are finished. You know, so all of that, yes, you've experienced and gone through some of that, but the Lord erases it. Say, that debt is canceled. Say unto them, the debt is canceled. It's canceled. Now, stand up straight. Stand up straight and go forward, saith the Lord. And now, make your claim. Bring forth your strong cause. Your cause is, you know, going to be today, Lord, remember the word that you spoke. How that I will emerge this year. And I began to emerge, but, you know, I was a bit weary. But I'm sorry, Lord. But I thank you for the grace that now I can go forward again. I can put forth my feet into your footsteps that I see ahead of me in that straight path. I'm not going to meander all over the place. I did that. Been that, done that. But now I'm going straight forward. I'm making straight paths for my feet. Hallelujah. And as I step forward, Jordan is going to open up. Glory to God. Red Sea is going to open up. Everything. And I'm claiming, I'm getting my possession. Give me this mountain. Woo-hoo! This mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where the glory of the Lord is established in your life. Give it to me. Hallelujah. And tell the Lord, give it to me. I'm ready. Well, it took Caleb 45 years to be ready. But he never gave up in his mind. He's ready. Now, the last 5 months, that's nothing compared to 45 years. That the Lord told you we merge. And maybe you've been waiting for something longer than that. It's all right. I don't think it's been 45 years. But whatever it is, are you ready to claim that possession? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. And thank you for the promise. Hallelujah. The promise that we will emerge. Even as the butterfly emerges from the cocoon, a thing of beauty coming out of that ugly thing. Lord, let your people emerge in the name of Jesus. The struggle of the caterpillar to get out of that thing. The pain, the birth pains to come out of there. But when it comes out, a thing of absolute beauty. Glory to God. Now, may your people emerge as they come into their own. Now, I want every one of you begin to pray for yourself and stake your claim and say, Lord, now give me this mountain. I'm ready to possess. Hallelujah. Give me this mountain now. I'm ready to possess. Thank you, Father, for everyone that will step in today and boldly possess that which is their own. For the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire. And the house of Joseph shall be a flame. And all the Edomites and the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, they shall be for stubble, and you will consume them, and you will go in, and you possess your possession, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the spirit of all those seven nations that have been coming against you, the fear, the doubt, the unbelief, the disobedience, the rebellion, the lack of strategy, you know, the lack of instruction, the confusion, the discouragement, the weariness, the fatigue, we come against all of them in the name of Jesus. We've pushed them back and pushed them out and destroyed them yesterday. Therefore, go forward in newness of strength in Jesus' name and possess your possessions. And remember, you know, you can still be strong like Caleb. 45 years had passed and he was still strong in faith. He was still believing God. Even physically, he was still strong. He had a secret because he wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord was renewing his strength, giving him the strength to remain strong until he would physically possess, because he believed the Lord. Believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall you prosper. In Jesus' name, come on in and claim your mountain. Praise God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's a wrap up for our 3-day convocation on going in and possessing your possessions. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we're going to leave the rest of the room for anyone that comes and wants to come make their declaration. Anyone that wants to say, speak it out before the cloud of witnesses, you know, we're not praying today. We prayed yesterday. Today, we are declaring. There was so much fire yesterday. Woo-hoo. Consumed. You say we'll be a fire, we'll be a flame, we'll consume them because they will be like stubble. And we did. Today, it's give me my mountain. Hallelujah. So, come on to this stage and declare. Declare it for yourself that you might be justified. Remember, justified means, you know, not that you didn't do the wrong thing, but he doesn't put blame. You are free, acquitted, as though it never happened. As though you never had moments of doubt. There's a new thing now that he offered unto you. The scepter of grace and the scepter of favor. Put your hand on it and go forward in the name of the Lord.